So this isn't what I think the dumbest thing I've done with money is. This is what Glenn thinks the dumbest thing I've done with money is.
It's the biggest loaded question.
Afterpay.
You're listening to My Millennial Money. It's the podcast for people who are still on their parents' Medicare card, just like me. And now, over to Aaron, John, and Glenn.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, John.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, John.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey, so we made a big mistake in the first two episodes that we did, and the three fans that we've got actually complained.
Oh, my God.
And said that they want to know. See that adjustment you're making now?
Can you hear that?
Yeah, but it's like, no, that's all right. They wanted to know who we are because we just got into it. So, John, who are you and, like, what do you do? Because the people need to know.
They need to know, yeah. Well, look, who am I? where do we start? Country boy turned surfy, married a surf coastal girl. And now I'm a property coach, run my own property coaching and education business and love what I do.
Coaching AFL on the weekends.
Coach AFL on the weekends in a very serious under nine position.
What is your property business called?
Solvair. Right. Yeah, so not plugging it, but you can go to solvairwealth.com.au and for further details.
John's actually my money coach. Legit. And Aaron, what about yourself?
Well, you did promise that I could remain anonymous.
Yes. So, your name's Aaron.
I'm Aaron.
Cool. And you've lived near the beach most
lived
of your life?
Lived near the beach all of my life.
And you enjoy?
The beach.
The beach and Cocoa Whip. All right. And,
Glenn, tell us about
who you.
Yeah. So, I'm a financial advisor. I've got a business here on the Central Coast. I've got clients all over Australia. And I run a blog called it's My Millennial Money. We run this. But I run a blog called sortyourmoneyout.com. And it's lots of fun. So anyway, that's who we are. If people want to know, I don't have a cool story like John growing up in the country and marrying a surfer chick and it's all wonderful. But Aaron, I've actually got a totally wild question for you. And I did warn you about this question.
Pressure.
So much pressure.
Yeah. Did you watch Totally Wild when you were growing up? Like going home from school?
No. Maybe.
Maybe? Do you remember
I can
it?
Remember the writing.
Yeah.
Can't remember much else.
Okay, so that's a no. That's a hard no. Yeah.
Well, no, it's not a no. I said I watched it.
You're such
it.
A lawyer. Anyway.
And there's that anonymity bit.
Yeah. Anonymity. Anyway.
That's why I said anonymous. Yeah. I don't know what the...
So we're only allowed to say that your name's Aaron and you're a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sweet. So we've got a question, not from a listener, because as you know, I get questions from everywhere. And this was a question that I saw on a forum this week. And here it is.
Got into a car accident last year. My insurance won't touch me because I blew 0.004 and I was on my probationary 2 license. Count my blessings every day that no one was hurt, although I've accumulated a debt of $25,000 because of the accident. I've started a payment plan of $500 a month. Just wondering if you lads have any tips or stories to help me out. I've heard of people digging into their super, etc., in extreme cases. Just wanted to know what kind of options or directions I might have to help out.
So help out the repayment of this debt.
Well, he's got $25,000 worth of debt because he obviously lost his license and he was uninsured.
For the accident.
Yeah, so any tips or suggestions?
Pay it off as quick as you can.
So he's doing $500 a month.
Yeah, it's going to be there for a while. You'd probably reach out to friends and family.
I was going to say, there's got to be someone that can
see if we can get rid of that debt pretty quick and then pay them back at maybe a lower interest rate or something. I don't know what the interest rate was. But
it's probably state debt recovery. Oh, no, the debt would probably be, I would imagine that he's totaled the car, not insured.
Yeah. Yep.
So the insurance company have now put a lien on him personally.
Right.
Because
he's got to pay for all of the repairs.
Well, the car's a write-off,
yep.
Not insured. So I bet the insurance company has said, hey, you now owe us $25,000. because you're not insured and the asset behind
is gone. Worthless.
Yeah.
The whole alcohol story wouldn't have helped him either.
No. So,
and the probationary license.
Yeah. So
he's taking a few wrong turns there.
I guess one thing I wanted to mention was he did, and when you read the question, he actually asked if he could dip into his supper. He actually spelled it wrong, but I assume that he meant super or superannuation.
Yeah.
And generally, you can only get your money out of super.
I just can't see that that's a circumstance that would...
Exactly. Hi, super. Can I have money because I was drunk?
Crash my car.
Mm. Yeah, but just, I guess, to educate the masses, to get money out of super, there's four ways. You've got to be dead, disabled, retirement, or compassionate grounds.
Extreme hardship or something.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Compassionate grounds. So generally speaking, to get money out of super for compassionate grounds, you have to go to Centrelink first or Department of Human Services, apply with them. If they approve it, then you take that letter to your super company and they will release the money. Now, if somebody had $50,000 in super and needed $25,000 out on compassionate grounds, you're not just going to get $25,000 out. It might only be a very small percentage. So
if he's, I'm presuming here that if he's on P's, he's still pretty young anyway. There wouldn't be a whole bunch of super sitting around for him to grab.
No, that's right.
Even if he was allowed.
And you'll find that Department of Human Services, when they talk about compassionate grounds, they want you on Centrelink benefits for a little while yet.
So, and that's not, we don't know if that's his.
No, but the short answer is he can't get any money from his super or supper.
Might be a brownie there or a cup of tea.
Yeah, yeah. However, he's paying $500 per month off that debt. I would imagine that if he was listening to us now, don't go get another car loan. Just drive a heap of crap once you get your license back.
Until you pay that debt off.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's over 4 years before he breaks even again, isn't it? Yeah, wow. So he'd, I'd try and add some value at work and get a pay rise.
Yeah, cool. So that's... That was a question from a not listener. So now we're going to...
wonder how many of those we've got out there.
not listeners.
Yeah.
Well, there's probably billions. There's billions of us. So, and I did ask Aaron this. What do you think's the dumbest thing that you've done with money, Erin?
So this isn't what I think the dumbest thing I've done with money is. This is what Glenn thinks the dumbest thing I've done with money is.
It's the biggest loaded question.
Afterpay.
Afterpay. Mm. So talk us through how you use Afterpay.
So basically Afterpay is just like almost a reverse lay-by.
I'm just adjusting Erin's microphone.
Sorry. Can you hear me better?
Yeah.
Reverse lay-by, no interest, pay it off over four fortnightly payments.
Right. So why wouldn't you just pay with cash?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to ask the tough questions.
Use your Amex.
Yeah, use your exactly.
Amex. So, it might be in places that don't take Amex. Yeah. I don't know.
So, John, have you heard or any of your clients that have used Afterpay?
Well, I haven't heard of my clients using it. My 8-year-old son actually informed me about Afterpay. That's how well I'm going. Yeah.
How does he know about it?
Well, it was obviously come up on online when he was playing some online game, I imagine. But
you finish because then I'm going to read how it works just so people can know.
Was my explanation not good enough?
You always do that to me. You always say.
It's a valid question, though, but Aaron's asking.
Because I'm pretty sure he said to me.
What is it?
What is it? How does it work?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Didn't use any big words. It was very...
So, you pay for it and then there's four...
No, you get it and then you pay for it.
Yeah, right.
You've got it.
You've got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's obviously working. Like, after my 8-year-old told me about it, there's a lot of
traction
there, isn't it? And it's everywhere you look, there's Afterpay. But I think, from a...
Because I'm pretty sure I saw a comment by you where you said this is everything that's wrong with our society.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't see where it's got a place to to be. Like, you've got the money. If you haven't got the money, people put it on credit cards. So
I guess
it's a...
So you can link your credit card to your Afterpay account, can't you?
I don't know. I don't have a credit card, so I don't know if you can link credit cards to it.
Yeah.
Well, it's a debit card.
Yes.
To make the repayments, you mean?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So essentially...
I don't think they'd link it to a credit card.
I'm just reading here.
So they make their money when people default on Afterpay.
That's right. Yeah. You've got an Australian. How to sign up for Afterpay? Be at least 18 years old. Have a valid verifiable email address and a mobile number, and have an Australian credit or debit card.
Okay.
So, and you said you're puzzled why I said that's everything wrong with society. Mm. Yeah.
I'm not puzzled.
No, it's a broad statement, isn't it? I guess
I'm not puzzled. It seems totally like something you'd say.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm chatting to my clients and they're asking me, should I or shouldn't I use Afterpay? I'm like, well, how urgent is this purchase in the first place?
Yeah.
If I haven't got the money to pay for it, then I probably shouldn't be buying it, is the sensible approach. Aaron, can you...
judged.
Yeah. Well, you are judged.
What
I don't know. I guess in that, I don't ever buy things that I wouldn't be able to pay for in full.
So why do you use Afterpay?
I don't know.
Yeah. And I liken it to the analogy. So remember, and I don't really remember because these people are like 70 years old, but I think they still do shows in Vegas. Siegfeld and Roy, they were the magicians and they had the white tiger. And tigers are so dangerous, right? Oh, I spilt my coffee. But they had the tiger under control, did they not? Yeah. Are you texting?
No, like, I'm not. Like moving it.
Like Mike Tyson in The Hangover.
Yeah.
Like a pet.
Yeah, so they had this pet tiger under control, awesome, and it was only a matter of time before the tiger attacked. Is that a good analogy?
So it's
only a matter of time before you slip up and Afterpay costs you.
Okay. Mm.
And the problem I have from a financial planning point of view, so boring, I know, is you want to run your life and your cash flow as lean as possible without a trail. Is it take your shoes off day? Is it?
I think it is.
Aaron and John have got their shoes off. Oh, man. I'll take mine off soon. Hang on. I'll do it now. These boots. Sorry. There we go. We're all equals among each other.
How was horse riding this morning?
Yeah, it was great. You got my RMs. Actually, I'm gonna get some maroon RMs.
There you go.
Anyway,
lean as possible.
Lean as possible. So, for example, if you're going along and you had three things on Afterpay and you're making fortnightly payments, if your circumstances changed, what if you couldn't make those payments?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever thought that through.
Yeah. So, and it's like the whole, actually, you know what? I think Afterpay, it's the 12-month interest free for the Generation Z. Mm. So anyone born after the year 2000.
Yep.
Because it's not, because 12 months is such a long time, right? Mm. Oh, pay this over 12 months. Yeah. So my biggest rant was don't buy the lounge on interest free because in 12 months time, your circumstances may change. You might not have the money. The lounge is now worth nothing and there's cat scratches all over it. Like,
So how does it look from a bank's perspective when they see an Afterpay account? Do they...
I have no idea.
Place a negative against your name for that? Because when...
Don't know.
For servicing...
I would imagine only if you default.
But when they see a 0% interest free card.
Yep.
That's a cross against your name.
Yeah, right.
You're chasing your tail.
Yep. To pay it back.
To pay it back.
Yep.
And just as a question, and I'll put this photo up. When we were in the city the other day, I went with Aaron to the post box thing. You know, where you get delivery and then you buy the post.
I knew this was going to come back and bite me.
Yeah. And like, she literally had five different doors that opened.
There you go.
And she was collecting all her, was some of that Afterpay deliveries?
Possibly.
Yeah. And so what would you say your average Afterpay expense or bill would be?
$100.
$100. Okay,
maybe.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So
a week?
Or per purchase.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So what I'm just reading here on this review, how much does Afterpay cost? Afterpay is a free service. There are only two costs involved. One is the cost of the item.
Yep.
The second is the late fee. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if I say, so the late fee, it's a, if a deduction is unsuccessful after the 2 weeks that you've purchased, yep, and you don't log in and change a different payment method, again, what if you're lazy or you go on holidays?
Just forget about it or something, yeah.
If you don't, you'll be charged a $10 late fee. If you fail to make a payment within 7 days, you'll be charged a further $7. You can also change payment, blah, 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 blah. So, for example, if you didn't pay, that's $17, right?
Mm-hmm.
If what if somebody purchased something for $80? That is an effective interest rate of 21%,
yeah,
which is higher than a credit card.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's you're playing with that delicious white tiger who's so fun and tame, and it's death by a thousand cuts. You know that? Yeah. am I ranting?
But that's, I think those one-off fees hurt you in your own mind up front more than an interest rate.
Yeah, is totally. Like, and that's what I was saying. I was, oh yeah, I'll pay $200 for this item on Afterpay. Mm. Oh, it's only $17 if I default. Not a big deal.
Yeah. Mm.
But if we then look at the actual numbers, just get a freaking credit card.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so, and I guess all I'm saying is I'm not telling Aaron to stop. That's all right. We're doing a little bit of filming in here. Hey, Trent.
Very organic.
Yeah, yeah. This is so good. So I guess, and the purpose that I wanted to, like, with My Millennial Money, like, I'm not here to change Aaron's mind, or am I?
No.
Maybe. I just want to have the discussion, like, so based on all the negatives, like, what is the absolute positive for you? Or did you just get sucked up in the culture?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Logically, the positive I could see for you is you're keeping your money in your account
for an extra
7 days or whatever the time frame may be.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
So seven, that could be offsetting
7 weeks
your mortgage or whatever it may be.
Yeah,
yeah, but I hypothesize the behavioural risk.
100%. Yeah. I'm looking at the only positive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess if, seriously,
so attacked.
Yeah,
it's not because there's two males, one female.
I was actually going to say, and I totally forgot to say, I was going to say to you before this episode, if I call you an idiot, don't take it personally.
Offended.
Yeah. So I guess it's like anything. If I was a retailer, absolutely, I would want Afterpay.
Oh, definitely.
Like, why wouldn't you? Like, it'd just be so amazing. People coming in, getting their stuff. And I think the retailers get a commission.
Well, I wondered whether Afterpay gets the commission.
Someone
would have to.
It's like I'm so out of touch with,
like, they can't just offer that service for, because what if no one ever paid a late fee? How would they make money?
Well, no, but they do. There's actuarials. It's the same as credit cards. Yeah. Human nature gets the better of us.
Oh. Someone would have to pay for it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone's always got to pay.
I'd like to see the demographic or the age group that
totally
is more likely to default.
Totally.
Mm.
I just think you just got to keep away from the tiger. Yeah. If you want to see the tiger, go to the zoo or they go on safari. And these guys, like, they like, if you look at Siegfried and Roy, is that how Siegfried and Roy?
Have you heard of them?
No,
I know why I've heard of them, because I've always been into, like, magicians and stuff and, like, illusionists. And I went to Vegas and I wanted to go to their show once. Anyway, they're these, like, Vegas illusionist on stage magician guys with a white tiger who's tame.
Mm.
And they've trained him so well. And these guys, like, I was just wicking him before, they're like 70 now. They almost got the end, didn't they? They almost got there, but the bloody thing turned and almost killed one of them. Because...
Did you say you were wicking them?
Wickying.
Yeah.
Wickying. Hey, do you guys ever, like, do you guys use Wikipedia?
Okay, I use Google, that links me to Wiki.
Yeah, so you're a Wiki user. When they do the donation thing... Do you ever donate? Is that Aaron's phone that wasn't on silent?
No.
Jeez.
This is our...
We're trying to be like so professional.
From the first.
We're trying to be so professional. Yes. Like, do you guys ever use Wikipedia?
No.
Or like,
I donate
because I'm thinking I use this so much.
Do you?
Yeah.
But you rely on it.
I rely on it verbatim.
How accurate is it?
Okay, I was at a neurologist once.
I'm pretty sure I saw a meme not long ago about a guy who said that he like edited a wiki page to win an argument.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then another guy that every time he got drunk, he would like go in and change the size of a certain state in America.
Right.
So, you know, if you want to take that as...
And this could... Like, I went to a neurologist once for an issue and he told me I had this problem. And he actually... And maybe I'm answering my question. Maybe I was a hypochondriac and the whole problem was BS anyway. But he printed the Wikipedia page and gave it to me.
No way.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Professor of Neurology or John and Aaron? Gonna go with the professor. Gonna go with the professor on this one. Oh, my goodness.
I didn't realize it was that reliable.
I think, yeah. I guess some things would be. So, how's this? Something weird happened to me the other day, and see if you can guess what it was. All right, it's a riddle. It cost me $4.20. It involved an old man booking Mandy for 3 p.m.
Ticket guy charging her for parking in the wrong spot.
Nope.
More clues?
Oh, no, that's it. I just wanted to like, because apparently when you're a professional podcaster, you're not supposed to have dead air that much. You've always got to fill the space. So yeah, it cost me $4.20. Anyway, I caught public transport. Remember where we caught up in the city the other day? I caught the train into town. Cost $4.20. It was this weird experience. Like, I was out on public transport. It never happens, does it? Like, I always
drive in the middle of the day.
Yeah. The middle of the day is like 50 people sneezing and coughing and spluttering. And then I'm just like, where the hell am I? Chatswood. Chatswood to the city. There was this old guy behind me and I was overhearing his phone conversation. And he's like, oh, hey, it's whoever. And he's like, oh, I'd just like to make an appointment with Mandy at 3 p.m. And then like everything went through my mind. What do you think first thing went through my mind was that he was booking Mandy at 3 p.m. Sorry?
He's a deviant.
Yeah. And then he finished the conversation. Oh, did I just play footsies with you, Aaron?
That's all
right. Yeah. And I turned around and looked at him and I think he realized that I was listening to what he was saying.
Did he have to verify what he was booking?
Well,
I
think his eyes told me, like, don't worry about it. But
I've got this.
Yeah, I've got this. Yeah. So weird.
Masseur.
I'm thinking a masseur. Or a masseuse. Could be a haircut. That's the music that I told you about that would start to say we're near the end.
We're up.
So, well, that's all we've got.
So you never found out who Mandy was?
No. But I'm thinking, I'm hoping it's a masseuse. Yeah?
Let's hope.
Well, that's it for now. Thanks for listening, everybody. And I think we're up to like three listeners. No, three and a half.
Three and a half?
Yeah, because someone dropped off halfway through.
It's one per episode.
Yeah, when Erin's phone went off.
Yes.
Her text message went off.
Very
important. So thanks for joining us. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Any advice in this podcast is of a general nature only and has not been tailored to your personal circumstances. Please seek personal advice prior to acting on this information. Before making a decision to acquire a financial product, you should obtain and read the product disclosure statement relating to that product. Opinions constitute our judgment at the time of issue and are subject to change. Neither the licensee, any of the National Australia Group of Companies, nor their employees or directors give any warranty of accuracy, nor accept any responsibility for errors or omissions in this podcast. Glenn James, Urban Getup Proprietary Limited, trading as Sort Your Money Out, are authorised representatives of Apogee Financial Planning Limited, AFSL 230689. It's the podcast for people who are still on their parents' Medicare card, just like I am.